let me run down what's going to happen, and then we'll decide which way to go with this.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, the short version is this platform that your server is on is going to be shut down. It is being shut down before the end of the year.
Okay.
So, basically, what we were hoping is that most of the customers would proactively add a new server to their account and migrate their applications or websites or whatever they're running from their current Gen 3 server over to a newer Gen 4. A lot of customers were unable or did not wish to do so. So, starting October 1, we began a auto-migration.
Okay.
Campaign, and basically what we're doing is we take an image of your server just as it is, and we move that image and write it over to the new platform.
Okay.
Basically what that gives you are the whole reason for that approach is we wanted to not break anything. So if that occurs, if the auto migration occurs, what you'll be is on the newer platform. But the front panel it will not be as functional as it could be. In other words, you'll still be running the exact same software, exact same everything's the same inside, which means that you're running on CentOS 6, which is end of life, and your cPanel and WHM software can't be upgraded or updated any further. So if you are auto-migrated, most everything will work, at least as far as your websites and all of that goes. The front panel, like I said, won't be fully functional, and you'll have to use the server IP address to get in to WHM to administer your websites.
Okay.
That we can, I think, still postpone the auto migration if you are planning on spinning up a new server and migrating. So bear with me a moment here. I need to confirm if I can still do that. Okay. If I can, I can postpone the auto migration probably until about December 10.
Ooh, good.
Okay, after that, the server is going to be auto-migrated.
Okay.
So there is no wiggle room left.
Okay.
But bear with me a moment. I got to get into another portal to see if I can do this. The thing is this. If you're not planning on getting a new server and migrating your stuff over, postponing the auto-migration doesn't make as much sense.
Okay.
So if we're buying time for you to do this, then it makes some sense. You let me know what your thoughts are.
Well, I have no idea how to do any of this stuff. Basically a one-man operation, so I'm going to have to go to find a tech person to do this. How difficult is it for someone who knows what they're doing to do the migration themselves?
Well, the steps are, it's not that difficult. The steps would be that you would go to the front of the GoDaddy website and find a server that matches what you have now or better or whatever it is you want to use.
Okay.
And then make sure that you spin up that server as a cPanel server.
Okay.
Which is what you have now.
Yes.
And to get through the steps a little quicker here, I would spin up a new server, the normal setup to configure it. That's where you name it and choose your data center and tell it what operating system you want to use. And then once that spins for a while, you'll wind up with a brand new blank cPanel server. At that point, you would go into the server management side of it. And the object is to simply copy your cPanels from this server over to the new one.
Okay.
I'm showing three cPanel sites here. I don't know if all of them are in use or if you want to move them over, but that's what I'm showing on your current server.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've not been back, I think, in the cPanel since we had a change, I think, for emails or something the last time. And I think that was maybe 3-4 years ago when we last dealt with something like this.
What are you guys running on these domains?
We've got...
I see Blue Funk.
Yeah, we do.
Broadcasting.
Yeah. We do radio shows, and, of course, our email is through there. Website is through there. The big thing is the FTP site, which I assume is part of what we're talking about that would be migrated.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
everything
okay.
inside the server.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the FTP, that's where stations go basically in and out all week long downloading their – we have two different programs, downloading the program. So that's in use, and – takes a little bit of scheduling on my part to make sure that everybody's going to be aware when we're going to be shut down to, you know, to do the migration.
Oh, I see. Well, the thing about you doing the migration is that you spin up a new server, you copy the cPanels over, you test in the new environment to make sure everything's working, and during that time, your old server's still online and running.
Ah, okay.
So you don't miss a step as far as that goes. And then when you're ready, you change DNS to route all your traffic to the new server. And at that point, you shut the old server down. Hold on a second here. And you can always call us back when you get back into town and ready to do something, and we'll be glad to go over some of this with you again.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I'm stalling while I'm checking your current websites.
Okay,
so you might make a note there that when you do get the new server and configure it, you're going to choose CentOS 7 as your operating system.
CentOS 7, okay. It's our operating system.
Right, you're running CentOS 6 now on this server. There is a newer operating system, and if you were not using, you're using an old version of PHP to run your sites, PHP 5.6. So the newer operating system doesn't support PHP back that far. So you will have to choose CentOS 7.
CentOS 7, okay.
I mean, as far as cPanel goes, you wouldn't see a difference between the two operating systems. But if you spin up a new server with the newer OS and then migrate it over, none of your sites will work.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's about the only thing you need to watch for.
My best shot, it sounds like, yeah, if it's possible to put this off, and when I get back, I can find somebody. We have a tech person that does a lot of computer stuff in our studio here, and see if this is something that he can handle, and then do it on our own. It's easier if we do it ourselves, obviously. We're more controllable.
Well, yeah, that gives you full control to do what you need to do, exactly how and when you need to do it. The only hitch in the get-along is that we're right at the end of our sprint here to get everybody off of this platform. So give me a second here. I'm going to see how far I can push this.
Okay.
Just a second.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Yes, sir. All right, the auto migration for this server has been delayed until December 10.
Ooh, perfect.
And after that, it is going to get moved. Just no way to stop it.
Okay, and that'll be the automated movement, automated migration at that point.
Yes, sir, it will be.
Now, what is the negative of that?
Well, it puts you onto a new fast platform. But you're still running the old, out-of-date software.
Okay.
So it's kind of like at your studio, do you use Windows or Mac machines?
Windows.
Windows.
Yes.
Okay, so it's kind of like running you're being moved to a new platform, but still stuck on Windows XP.
Okay.
So if something breaks in there, there will be no files available to run a reinstall or a repair, because CentOS 6, they're pulling all the distros, they being the people who write the software, are pulling all the distributions down off of offline. You're just stuck in a dead end spot.
Okay, so the best thing to do is to proactively migrate.
The best for complete control is proactive. If you're unable to do it and you do get auto migrated, at that point your options are one of two, not much different than now, really. One is you back up your cPanels, which you can do inside of each cPanel, creates a file, and then download that file to your local computer, and then basically rebuild the server where you're at. Because you're on the right platform, you're stuck inside of an image. When you rebuild the server, however, you get a fully functional Gen 4 server. The front panel works like it should. Support personnel like myself can get in there to take a look. And then you restore your cPanels and you're up and running. The downside to that is your server and services are down during that time.
Okay.
However long it takes you to do that. The other option at that point would be the same as now. Spin up a new server, copy your cPanels over, test, and then change DNS to route traffic to the new server. In that case, you know, your old server stays running while you're getting the new one built up.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the delay, so I have until December 10th, and when I get back, I'll start lining up somebody to be able to do it. I'm sure in that period of time I'll find somebody that knows this and will be able to proactively migrate, and then we can just do it all on this end.
Yeah, the other good thing about doing it that way is you get to choose the server. So if you want to bookmark or jot down, you'll want to look at godaddy.com/hosting/VPS-hosting.
VPS-hosting, okay.
Right, and that'll bring you over to the new Gen 4 servers. When you start comparing with the server you currently have, I think you'll find that you're going to get a little more horsepower for a little less money.
Always looking for that. That's not bad. Well, James, you've been really helpful. I sincerely appreciate this because I wasn't sure what I was going to do or be able to do or not do when I called. So I'm totally lost with this. But this gives me the wiggle room I need to find somebody down here that can do this, and we'll just take care of it.
Fantastic. You can have your tech person, whoever they are, have them use their favorite search engine, type in cPanel transfer tool, and they will find all kinds of written tutorials, videos, just to get an idea of how to use and how to copy cPanels over.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
All right, and then the final option as far as that goes is you can engage us to do the migration. You're looking at about anywhere from $1 to $200 per site, depending on the front-end files and how many databases are running on each website.
Oh, okay.
But I would encourage you to try the copying them over the cPanels and save yourself the money.
Ah, okay. Now, if I had to, so I can basically have GoDaddy do it and then pay them to do it, pay you to do it.
Yes, we will be happy to do it for you. In fact, what you can do is have your tech guy give it a go. And if something doesn't work right or they're having a problem, have them call in. We'll be glad to take a quick look and see if it's just a checkbox or something that needs to be jiggled to get it to work. And if it doesn't, and you guys would like, you can always engage us to do the actual migration over.
That would be there. What do you think, looking at, because I really don't understand any of this, how much would it cost to have GoDaddy just go ahead and do this?
It's going to depend a lot on what you're running in there.
Okay.
Hold on a second here.
We're just sort of looking for a ballpark, not if that was the best answer.
Yeah, I'll need to jump into the server. The ballpark is what kind of what I gave you. Hold on a second. Oh, and the other thing about engaging us is our lead time. You are looking at about 10 days before we can do anything. So a WordPress site with its attached backup or database, I'm sorry, would run $199.98 per site. One WordPress. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's $99.99 for one WordPress site with database. A straight HTML site is also $100. Let's see here. And it goes up from there. If there are multiple databases, it jumps to $200. And this, again, this is per site. I can't tell from your cPanels how many websites are in each cPanel. You will need to check that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We have This Week in America.us and BlueFunkBroadcasting.com. So that would be two sites we have, probably.
Well, let's see here. I'm in BlueFunk cPanel now. All right, so I'm showing three possibilities in BlueFunk Broadcasting. I show BlueFunkBroadcasting.com, and there's a website in there. Hold on a second. I'm showing Just So You Know, line.bluefunk.com.
Okay.
And I'm showing a website, or at least a landing page there. Don't know if that's a site that you want migrated over. And then I show a TWIA.BlueFunkBroadcasting.com. And that one is actually empty. I don't see any files there. So from this one cPanel, that would be $200 for both sites. We wouldn't bring over an empty site.
Oh, yeah. And I don't. Just so you know, I really don't think that we even use that anymore.
Okay, so a lot of this is going to, my answer to your question then on what the cost is going to depend a lot on what you're running in there, and you might want to take an inventory and see what you are and are not actually using in
yes.
the server.
Yep, I'm going to have
then,
to.
You would need to let us know. We won't be able to go through and guess.
Yeah, right.
The other, I don't want to call it a downside. The other thing about engaging us to do a migration, we do a migration as is. In other words, we'll migrate the files, and if all the files get over there, and if the database gets over there, that's all we'll do.
Okay.
If your site doesn't load or needs to be reconfigured or there's any coding issues, that goes back on you.
Okay.
So I want to set your expectation correctly. We'll move the files and the databases, but that's it.
Okay.
As far as actually getting it to work or correcting any errors, that's going to be on your... And okay. You're a freelancer.